This is WAMC's Lucas Willard in the Berkshires. Today's announcement of the Senate's bipartisan plan to immigration reform was welcomed among groups in Massachusetts. A central pillar of the Senate's plan is the Path to Citizenship, which would in part make undocumented immigrants register with the federal government, undergo background checks, and pay back taxes, among other requirements. The Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, or MIRA, has been a longtime advocate for immigration reform. Ava Malona, executive director of MIRA, said that the path to citizenship is a crucial step forward, and because it is being introduced by a bipartisan group of lawmakers, it will hopefully find the traction it needs as it works through Congress.
And it's a bipartisan effort at the beginning, you know, starting with the principles of the reform, which really bring the right attention to the issue, and also the hope that both parties recognize the need for bipartisan work. And coming up with a blueprint for a reasonable and workable and practical immigration reform.
Malona also says that a plan will fix a broken system and benefit the economy.
We are looking forward to working with both parties to have legislation that, you know, the American people need, that the America needs, our economy needs, and, you know, we're very committed to continuing work and working with both parties and with the president for an immigration law that would fundamentally reform the broken system.
Hillary Green, executive director of the Berkshire Immigrant Center, said that statewide, the immigration reform proposals, if enacted, would have an impact on a sizable chunk of the population.
It's estimated that 5% of the immigrants in Massachusetts are undocumented, but 14% of the population of Massachusetts are immigrants.
Green said that in addition to the several hundred illegal immigrants she estimates are living in the Berkshire region, the bill will not only affect them, but also their families.
So we're probably talking about maybe 500 people in Berkshire County that this would affect directly, but we're talking about many more family members, because generally people who are here undocumented have at least one or more U.S. citizen children, brothers, sisters, parents.
Democratic Congressman Richard Neal said that he was glad to see the plan's inclusion of a way for immigrants that obtain an advanced degree in the United States to be able to obtain a working visa.
One of the suggestions that they offer is to provide more H-1B visas to those engineers and to those math and science students who may well choose to make a statement by residing in America. I think that's the sort of talent that's very desirable.
While the plan is being promoted by both Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, Neal says that he thinks House Republicans will not be as receptive to the bill, but he does see some potential for its survival.
Part of the Republican base, I think, that resists immigration reform based upon what they consider to be unlawful conduct. This proposal offers an enforcement mechanism at the same time providing an opportunity down the road for citizenship. So I think that in this instance here, what you're seeing is a work that's still being undertaken, but one that I think has potential.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.